Can you compete against a 50% discount in a major supermarket? What can you do to match that?
We find it very hard to compete on price. We will pride ourselves and compete with quality and service. But some of those prices, we can't compete at all with those prices. Some prices they're selling at prices that we buy for.
If you can't compete, what sort of pressure does that put on your business? It's a long-held family business.
Just means we have to be a bit more stringent and keep control of hours. It might mean some staff might mean lose some hours, and just control. We just control what we do and try not to worry about what everyone else is doing. Hopefully, you know, we've been in business long enough, and I think we have a reasonably good name, and we can just stick to what we know best and keep doing that.
Well, you've been in business for a long time, and what do you know then about customer loyalty in something like this at a time when people are counting every penny in their pocket? How far will that get you?
Well, I think that will help. Our customers are very loyal. You still have some swinging ones, just like politics, that swing from side to side, that they will go to the supermarkets. But we find a lot of the time they'll go to the supermarkets for two or three weeks, and then they come back and they're back shopping with us again. So hopefully that holds us in good stead, and we can hold on to our loyal customers.
What do you make of this decision, though? Have you any idea why the supermarkets are now? And we've been through bread and we've been through milk. Why vegetables now are the target? Any thoughts on that?
Well, I guess with the economy the way it is, I think it's very flat. It's not all that busy, not that great, and I think everyone's just fighting to get that dollar off the customer and doing whatever they can to get it. I can't understand how they can give a 50% drop in prices. If they can cut 50%, obviously they've been charging too much for too long.